Go to Matthew 19. A rich young ruler comes to Jesus. And in verse 16 of Matthew 19, he says, "And behold," it's written, one came and said to him, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And he said unto him, this is Jesus, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." And he saith unto him, "Which?" And Jesus said, "Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Verse 20, the young man said unto him, "All these things have I kept from my youth up, what lack I yet?" And Jesus said unto him, "If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And then said Jesus unto his disciples, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven." Verse 24, "And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." When his disciples heard this, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, "Well, who then can be saved?" But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible." I want us to go away tonight with that thought. With this profound truth, that with man, this salvation, this right appropriation of one's attentions, even when they are overwhelmed with wealth, is impossible. In fact, salvation in and of itself for man is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Now, what are the ramifications of such a statement? Well, we're believing that God is God. To say anything less than "with God all things are possible" is to say that God is limited or in some sort of box. If you want to ever say that God is limited, he is only limited by his own character and attributes. Now, we as men, there are impossibilities. I know we live in a world that says we can do anything and think anything and be anything. But the subject matter of the context here is much more than just being something in this world. It's salvation. It's entering into the kingdom of heaven. You know, dear ones, this statement raises our heads and raises our attentions from the impossibilities that surround us to our God, where impossibilities become possibilities, where things that can never be real can become realities. Well, dear ones, I want you to go away tonight and enter into this week understanding this is our God. Understanding that with God all things are possible. And enjoying the fact, if you're a believer here tonight, enjoying the fact that this is your God. And enjoying the truth that the impossible has happened in your life. Because God has saved you. So you and I tonight, our testimony to this statement, with God, all things are possible. God, I thank you for this time together. I thank you that we are able to share time every week in fellowship and edification and study. Lord, as we go from this place, we enter into the week ahead, you know what we will face. You know the conversations that are before us. I pray for your church. I pray that we would be energized with a renewed passion and affection for seeing the power of the gospel at work. I thank you for loving us. Thank you for helping us love one another. In Jesus' name, amen.